This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here. We are smack dab in the middle of the school year with the holiday break just having wrapped up, and so we're spending some time over the next week or so periodically with conversations with area education leaders, and Superintendent Terry Prestiani from the Sutherland School District joining us today. Terry, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Good afternoon.
So I guess overall, how is the school year going so far for the Sutherland School District?
School year's going well. We have lots of positive things happening. We did a good job and hired some really good staff and administration. So generally, it's going very, very, very good.
And were there any new programs that you're introducing this year around the district?
Well, you know, Kyle, we're not really doing anything dramatically new. We're just really trying to continue and focus on the things that we do well. You know, there's a few things coming up this month that are something we've been doing for a while, but we're getting better at. We've got some parenting classes starting at East Primary, our Ready for Kindergarten parenting classes. Again, that's something we've done, but we continue to improve. Conscious discipline parenting classes going on at East and those kind of things. So nothing new, but things that we're getting better at. And we've got a couple of programs and things that are continuing to grow and really blossom. Our health occupation strand of classes at the high school is really expanding and doing a great job getting out there for making students our future health professionals. And we've also expanded and brought back our fire science class. So there's a lot of good things happening, and like I said, not all of them are brand new, but they really are starting to blossom.
Let me back up to the parenting classes for a minute. What are you seeing as the benefits coming out of those and things that parents are learning about being parents?
Well, I think the first thing is just getting new, especially new parents, in a situation to where they understand what it's going to look like for their child in kindergarten and what that child is going to need to know and what the expectations are going to be. So really, it's just a familiarization with what the school looks like, what's going to be expected, and how things roll out, and being able to help parents and students or children get into a routine and know what that routine is going to look like.
Now, you mentioned the fire science class. Talk more about that.
The fire science class is something that we had in the past. It's been rejuvenated by one of our science teachers, Miss Angela Hooker, and it's really started to blossom. It's a really good cooperative experience between us and the local fire department, while most everything does take place in the classroom. But students are exposed to different fire sciences and different skills and techniques that can help them to get into the world of fighting fire or EMT and again, some sort of health profession.
Now, is that tied in at all with what Umpqua Community College does in some of their training?
I don't know that it is this year. It had been in the past. At this point, I believe we're working just independently and cooperating with our local fire department.
Now, one of the things I was curious about, because I've been hearing about it around the country out of the pandemic a couple of years, that attendance is still an issue in some districts around America. What are you seeing?
I would say that attendance continues to be an issue around the county, state, and the entire nation. It seems to vary by age group. Typically in the past, attendance was really a struggle for kindergarten students, particularly because it's difficult for a parent to bring a child to school when they're not feeling well, and kindergarten students don't necessarily, you know when it's okay to come to school and not, and they can't be, you know, left on their own to make decisions. And then with seniors who are maybe taking part days or working, it's been a difficulty in the past having seniors there. But it seems that while that is still the case, that has shifted, and we're having more problems with attendance through other age groups. So, yes, it is a continuing issue. According to our state report card this last year, we had a slight improvement in attendance here in the district. Our attendance has improved by about 6%, which is a positive. So it is an issue, but we continue to work on it. I don't think there's a magic bullet to get students to attend, but we're continuing to communicate with parents and students with the need to be here. We're providing lots of notifications to students and parents, and I think the two keys for us right now, and what's helped us improve our attendance a little bit, is we're trying to make sure the school's relevant to students and it means something to them and it's relevant to their life in the future. And I think we continue to build good relationships with students, and hopefully they want to be here at school.
It would seem like for students who do not always attend regularly, that this whole aspect of, you know, likely being forever behind on programs, on homework, on assignments that need to be done, really compounds and causes bigger issues up the road.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that from the pandemic is a good example of that. We had we didn't have as many kids in school at the same time during the pandemic, and what they missed during that time has created a larger deficit at this particular point in time. And the same thing is for those who are simply chronically absent. The farther you go, the more you fall behind.
What about any?
You are correct.
Yeah. What about any big projects around campuses, construction or anything like that going on?
We don't have anything that we are starting at this particular point in time, but we are wrapping up the ones that I think I spoke about a little bit at the beginning of the year. We did finish the metal shop project that was funded through the High School Success Fund, and that has been completed, and all of our students are in there working at this time. And we did complete the seismic retrofit at Sutherland Middle School, so that has been completed. And we are currently finishing up the heating and air conditioning systems in our high school gymnasium. We do have some fairly major projects construction-wise this summer in terms of some roofing projects and addition of one or two modulars for our special populations. So nothing in particular right now. We're finishing up and hoping to plan for more projects this summer.
Yeah, and it sounds like summer is obviously a key time to get a lot of things done for several obvious reasons.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Most of those do take place in the summer, obviously, because students are in the classrooms and it's difficult to work around classes and students during the school year. So usually most of those take place Christmas break, spring break, and then obviously the biggest projects take place during the summer. And again, we have a few planned. As long as everything goes, according to our plans, we'll be working on them through the summer, yes.
A lot of districts have been evolving the last few years on the issue of school safety, and I'm curious where you guys were at with the schools in Sutherland.
That has been a focus for us in the last couple of years, and many projects have been completed, but we still have a few to do. Again, I spoke about these, I think, in the fall. We have some fencing projects and gating projects so that we can limit access to our facilities by other folks, and also put students in a safer position. So we've completed most of those fencing projects, and along with the fencing projects, we've been able to upgrade our security cameras and focus our attention in those areas. We hope to work on secure vestibules in the future. Those are a little more difficult to do. But currently, one of the things that we're focusing on through this year is our response and planning for emergency situations using standard response protocol. So we're developing all of our plans, making sure they're all they're in place and everybody knows what to do in case of an emergency. And actually, we're working to prepare for what it would look like if we had to evacuate students completely from a building or evacuate all of our students from all district facilities. So all right, doing a lot of planning and work on that.
All right, more when we come back. Superintendent Terry Prestiani joining us from Sutherland this afternoon. Interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, David Little, John, and True Wealth Radio at 4. Tomorrow, we check in with Superintendent Paul Hillier of the South Umpqua School District. Superintendent Terry Prestiani from Sutherland on with us this afternoon. As you go through the school year, how are you doing with staffing? Any new key staff or that began the year with you or changes along the way?
You know, so we do have one key change that's coming up. Our student service director, Debbie Foley, who's been with us for well over 30 years, is retiring. Debbie had started her career here as a teacher at East Primary and then moved up into the principalship and a job or two here at the district office. And again, she is currently and has been for the last 6 years our services special services director. She is retiring, so we have actually moved Mrs. Becky Lupton, who is our current principal at East Primary. We've moved her in, we'll be moving her into that student services director position. So we have a vacancy that has been announced, and we'll be looking for a principal at East Primary. And so that's really the biggest position we'll probably be looking for, hopefully, this spring.
How has it been going on in terms of recruiting? Because I know that overall, rural areas, sometimes it's hard to get folks to come. Often once they do, they're happy to stay for a long time. But just getting them there seems to be a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, obviously, I think most people would say that it's been a challenge to fill the positions that we have. Thankfully, aside from, I think we're down one bus driver, we are currently fully staffed, but that's taken a lot of work. We particularly have problems when we're looking for instructional assistants and secretarial help. Those positions seem to be very hard to fill, and at times are a revolving door, as there are still other jobs out there. So it's been extremely difficult, but I'm happy to say that we're really close to being fully staffed right now.
Do you have concerns about people leaving the field of education, or maybe even less people getting into the field of education?
Oh yeah, it's a big problem that I think is gonna need some real solid thought to solve. You know, it's very tough. It's difficult for school districts or anybody to pay these staff members what they deserve for all the work that they. So that's a primary problem, and I think that's something that has to be solved at the state level. But I think also that schools are being tasked with teaching ever more material and asked to be counselors and social workers and child care and mental health specialists. And that's pretty taxing, and it's pretty difficult to find staff that are willing to do that and take that kind of a leap. So yes, it's a big deal. We need to revamp our teacher education programs at the post-secondary level. I think the state needs to step forward and find ways to better fund schools so that we can pay better. And I personally believe that we're going to have to really look at the model of schools in the future if we can't hire more staff.
Talk about the role of the school board, maybe anything special project-wise they're involved in right now.
We have a great school board here, and they are very involved in lots of activities around the community and around the district. Right now, currently, we are working to complete a long-range facilities plan that will guide us for the next 5 to 10 years. Again, every 5 or 6 years, we update that plan, and that's where we're at right now. It's been a long process since probably February of last year. We've been working on that with an architectural firm, and so that's really kind of the big project, is to get that completed and then take a look at what are our priorities in terms of facilities and how do we make those things happen. So that really is the kind of the biggest project that the board is working on right now.
And what about kind of the month-to-month work of the board? Explain what they're involved in doing.
The board here really is, we spend most of our time looking at budgets and policies, obviously. And so beyond that, really they are about setting goals for the education of our students. So we've been doing some of that work and taking a look at where we're at in terms of academics. But again, right now, as we near the end of the school year or get halfway there, they're primarily going to be working on budgets, and budget will be our next big task.
What about curriculum? I know that periodically districts want to change that. Anything involved in that direction going on right now?
Nothing real big, but we are, it is a year for adopting science curriculum. And so at this particular point in time, we are working on that at the school level. Once there are options out there, those will be brought before the school board. So we'll be working on the science curriculum. The last 2 years have been language arts and math, and so that was a pretty tedious project. Takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, and again, this year it'll just be science, and we'll be hopefully presenting those options, or the option that we choose, to the board here this spring.
Sounds like a lot of evaluation goes on when you're trying to choose or take a look or consider a different curriculum.
Yeah, and we typically have teams set up to do that, and although there are somewhat limited possibilities because there are not a whole lot of companies that produce that curriculum, and the state has to approve curriculum that you can look at. So it is a long, tedious process. I think there are some other difficulties in science because different schools may offer a lot of different science courses, like astronomy and different things, and geology. So there can be some difficulty in that, but it does take a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of effort by district office staff. And thankfully, I have a curriculum director, Janelle Sorensen, who does most of that, and then works with the science teachers to go through and really vet the available curriculum so we can get the best possible one to our students.
About our final minute here as we get ready to wrap up, as you look down the road, what would you like to see in the Sutherland District in the future?
You know, we're really going to have to look hard at our facilities, and that's currently what we're doing. We need some facility updates, in particular to one or two buildings. I think that's something that we really need to look at. And then I just really want to continue working with the community. We've got a big shout out to our PTOs, booster clubs, Sutherland Valley Recreation, Lions Club, all of those organizations that that help us out and help us be a part of the community. I think we need to continue to foster those relationships and help them help us do good things for our kids.
All right, a look at the Sutherland School District with Superintendent Terry Prestiani. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.